On Kerrang, time now for my interview with Sam from Architects last Saturday at Reading Festival.
Kerrang Radio.
So, Saturday afternoon, Reading Festival. I'm joined by Sam from Architects.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Good, yeah, very good, actually, yeah.
Yeah, you're just about to take to the decks, the Relentless tent.
I am, yeah, I'm very excited.
Are you feeling nervous or...?
No, not really, because I spoke to Jamesy from Death of Annie yesterday and he played to nobody, so I'm hoping for sort of one. If I can one-up Jamesy, I'll be happy.
Okay, what have you got planned for your DJ
set? Got some Young Jeezy, some Will Smith, the Bill theme tune.
Have you really got the Bill theme
tune? I have, yeah.
Really?
I'm okay. Going to open with it.
Are you?
Yeah.
They'll come crawling into that.
Right? I would have thought so. When they hear those alarms going off, man, they're going to run in.
It's going to be game over.
Is it the police? No! It's the Bill theme tune.
Personally, I quite like DJing to no one.
Yeah.
There's something I quite like about it because you can just play whatever you like.
Well, that's it, yeah. I'm not trying to impress anyone, really. If I'm being completely honest, I didn't want to do it. And then they said, we'll give you this much money for it. And I went, yeah. I don't have a lot of money. So when any money's put towards me, I go, yeah, I'll take that. Snap your hand off for it.
So that you've got that on shortly. And then obviously the most important set of the day.
Yeah.
Is later on the big stage.
Mm.
How do you feel about that right now? About, what, 4 or 5 hours away?
I'm quite excited, really. Everyone's been so nice. And everyone's just, it feels like everyone's really stoked for us to be doing it. So... yeah, I just sort of hope we do everyone proud, really.
Okay, all right. What have you got planned?
It's a good set, actually. Touches most albums. Maybe not a couple, but... no, it's good. We're excited. We've been on tour a lot recently, so we're tight and... yeah, it'll be a good performance.
The word on the street is that people aren't going to be able to get into your set because it's such a small tent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be sick, wouldn't it? I'd be stoked. I'll climb out and find them. I'll go and perform for the people outside.
Is that on record?
Maybe.
Depends how
tired I am and how gas I am after a song.
I can't believe this is your sixth album. Can you believe that?
It's weird, really. It's kind of, I don't really think about it, because if I do, I just feel really old and out of gas. No, it's wild. We've worked so hard to get to this year, so we're still so appreciative of everything that's happening, you know? We're not one of these bands that it just sort of happened for overnight. Like, we're just so happy, you know. Every show we take, we just walk away amazed. So it's really, really good.
How many songs off the Lost Forever are you playing?
A lot. I think it's like 5 or 6, maybe 7. A lot. We're trying to play as much as we can of it.
5, 6, 7 out of what? 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. Well, that's like a statement of intent, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
They're the songs that go down the best, and we love them playing them as well. So I'd love to just play the whole album in full. That would have been cool.
Well, what's stopping you doing that?
Well, I don't know, really. It's a good point. People just moan. They don't play anything off Ruin. Rather just do the new stuff, but got to throw the oldies in. Yeah, oh, yeah.